Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till the hour. I'll learn how to tell time one day. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you, whether you got, regardless of what's on your mind, whether it's a challenge or an opportunity, you can read or listen to something on our website that we posted either this week or 10 years ago. Or maybe longer, something that Ed Koff has told us about. Ed's with us right now. He's one of our partnership experts. He's the co-founder of BMC Associates, and that's what they do. And so you can go back and listen to things that Ed has talked about on the show that are pretty darn evergreen. Things that most of our brain trust members, most of the things that we talk about on the show are things you can use and listen to and read about for a long time to come. Ed, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for your time. I'm glad you made it back from your 2-week trip to the Baltic States and Russia to see what's going on over there. And while you were there, you know, visiting with these folks and seeing their history and the traditions and the legacy, maybe some of the things that were hanging on from the Soviet era, those folks have been oppressed for a long time. As you said earlier, they had to learn how to make a deal with the devil. And now they have the ability to have some freedom and some self-determination and to explore entrepreneurship. And what did you learn over there that we can benefit from here in the United States?
Well, you know, there's skills in dealing with difficult situations really struck me, and dealing with difficult people. As I was saying before, they've dealt with the most difficult people in Western history.
Mass murderers.
And Hitler and Stalin and just so many, even more. Yeah. And it got me to thinking about some of the partners that we work with entering into their partnerships with, you know, really high hopes and for good reasons. They match up their skills and build a business neither of them could have built by themselves. But after a while, things begin to deteriorate, and by the time we get to meet them, in many instances, they're beginning to think of one another like the devils that these folks in Eastern Europe had to deal with. And I was thinking, how do you deal with that when someone who was your friend, was your partner, now is beginning to look like your enemy and the devil? And you know, the first thing that that came to my mind thinking about that is, so often we think that the person we're dealing with has really turned bad, and it's just not true. What happens a lot of the time is your partner will do something that has a negative effect on you, and you know, maybe you get a little less money than you were expecting, something like that. And we have a tendency to turn that into believing that it was intentional, that the other guy or the other gal was inflicting that pain on us because they wanted to.
So instead of taking something as just a misunderstanding, we take it personally.
Absolutely. And when we get involved in these things, the overwhelming number of times, we discover it wasn't intentional. There was no hard feeling. There was a misunderstanding. There was an unintentional slight or something along those lines. But once that ball gets rolling, then everything that the partner does begins to look like it's a negative. It begins to look like it's an intentional attack. And all of a sudden you find you're dancing with the devil, or at least you think you're dancing with the devil, and the business and the partnership are really in danger. And you know, our experience is that if you will just stop and not use a knee-jerk reaction to that, but sit down with your partner and say, here's what's bothering me, here's what it looked like to me, and that's the important thing.
How soon do you bring that up, Ed? You know, sometimes just letting things go till at least the next day, the next morning, things are a lot clearer. I mean, how long should you wait to say something? And, you know, I think isn't the trick being knowing when to wait and when to not let it fester?
Yeah, and I think to a great extent, you can just look inside yourself to see that. First of all, if you're still feeling hot, that's not the time to do it. You want to cool down before you have it. You take something like as sensitive as this up with your partner. And because you're saying to the partner, the way it looked to me, you were trying to hurt me. You were trying to cheat. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that when you're feeling hot. On the other hand, if over a period of days or even weeks, you find that the way you're seeing your partner has changed, that you are beginning mm-hmm. to see your partner looking, growing those horns and that tail and looking more like the devil to you, that's the time you know this is going to go downhill unless I gather up the guts and the self-control and sit down and not accuse the partner of anything, but just share with him or her, this is the way I experienced this. This mm-hmm. is the way it's made me feel. This is the way it looked to me. And then just ask them to tell you how it looked to them, what mm-hmm. seemed to happen to them. And not try to get right or wrong or anything like that, but just listen to each other.
And the trick, the trick is knowing how quickly to bring it up. Should it be today? Should it be after I slept on it? Should it be after it happens the second time? Or how long to wait? You know, when do you mm-hmm. wait and have I waited too long? When I bring this up, is the other person going to say, I had no idea. You've been upset about this for a year and you didn't tell me? You know, that's the trick. We're going to talk about this tomorrow with our good friend Ed Kopp. He is the co-founder of BMC Associates. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.